farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
The Prader Larceny Prevention Unit is advising members of the public to be cautious when buying meat in Riversdale, St. Catherine and the rest of the island. Stay tuned to find out more on this edition of Calling Farmers. Our Proverb of the Day segment is also part of the program. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers. Thanks for waking up with us.
The Accountant General's Department is advising all government pensioners who have not yet submitted their pension life certificate to do so by May 7, 2015. Pensioners are asked to ensure that the life certificate is fully completed and certified only by persons listed on the certificate as being authorized to do so. Pensioners are also asked to detach the payslips before returning the certificate.
The Prader Larceny Prevention Unit in the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries is warning members of the public to be cautious when purchasing meat in Riversdale, St. Catherine and the rest of the island. The warning comes following the slaughter of two pregnant cows on a farm in the St. Catherine community on Friday, June 12, between the hours of 1 a.m. and 4 a.m.
The two heads of cattle that were slaughtered were found to be pregnant as the fetuses were left on the ground by the larceny.
Head of the Prader Larceny Prevention Unit, Deputy Superintendent Kevin Francis. Under the law, pregnant animals must not be slaughtered unless inspected by a registered veterinary surgeon who certifies that the meat is fit for consumption.
It is advised to the public that the meat that is now slaughtered and stolen is not fit for human consumption under the Public Health Act, as also the Livestock Control Order.
The carcasses were transported in unsanitary conditions, and this also poses health risks.
What we're picking up is that the animal carcasses were transported by very unconventional means, which render it unfit for human consumption.
DSP Francis is urging members of the public with information on the butchering of the cows in Riversdale, St. Catherine, to contact the police as soon as possible. And now for our proverb of the day. All fish nyam man, but a shark one get the blame. And this means the person, country or situation about which there is a negative stereotype is likely to be unfairly blamed for the shortcomings and the bad choices or behavior of others.
More than 400 Jamaicans in the diaspora, including 100 investors, will converge on the Montego Bay Convention Center from June 13 to 18 for the 6th Biennial Diaspora Conference, Jamaica and the Diaspora, linking for growth and prosperity.
The care and protection of our children is everybody's business. The Office of the Children's Registry now has responsibility for the Ananda Alert System and stands ready to assist with the safe and speedy recovery of every missing child. Report cases of missing children to the OCR by calling 1-888-PROTECT or call the police at 119. Or email us at anandaalert@ocr.gov.jm with details about the child. Be the change. Help us bring our children home.
Child abuse is any act or failure to act on the part of an adult which presents physical and emotional risks of serious harm to a child. Hitting a child with a piece of board, belt, or any other object is abuse. Burning a child with a hot object like an iron is abuse. Calling a child worthless, stupid, and good for nothing is abuse. Violating a child sexually is abuse. Report suspected cases of child abuse to the OCR. Call 1-888-PROTECT. All calls are confidential.
JIS has gone mobile. Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app. Available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
That's where we end today's program. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers. Do have a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.